because you're going against Sarah Gold.
Okay, so I kicked Jeff. I kicked the rabbi off. Is that what happened? Yeah.
The day after Rosh Hashanah, already.
I kicked him off. But Jeff's on mute, so I can't. Hey, Marcel's trying to get in, so let's wait for him. And Simcha also. Hey, Jeff, you want to stop recording now until we start? This way it's not probably off of his meeting. We were discussing where to start. So we're going to start on Membeis Amidbeis, about 11 lines from the bottom. There's the last words on the line are Amar Rav. It's Amar Rav Hilchos HaKoron Gamliel. So basically, the Gemara is going back now. Again, I apologize for today's daf. It wasn't easy to prepare during the workday. But the Gemara is going back to what the Mishnah said, right? The Mishnah had a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the other Tanaim about what happened was, like, a guy got deposited by against his will. He was placed in this deer or the sohar. And the question was machlokes in the Mishnah whether or not, or he was on a ship, and then the ship, you know, without him knowing, without his knowledge, the ship left port. So the question was, how much can he walk within the entire deer, the entire sohar? Can he walk around the entire ship, or do we say that because he left his tchum, he's now outside his tchum, and he only has dalat amos, or is the whole ship considered his dalat amos? So Amar Rav. Rav says hilchosa kirbamliel b'dir. The Sahar Usvina, but the Lacha follows Rabbi Gamliel in all three cases, by the deer, the Sahar, and the Svina, that he's permitted to walk in the entire area that's encircled or enclosed by the Mechitzos, even if it's very large, because we're going to view the entire area as his Dalat Amos, because he was placed there, you know, against his will. But the Shmuel Amar, Hilchasa, the Lachas Rabbi Gamliel B'Svina, the Lachas like follows Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to the boat, to the ship, that there he's permitted to walk in the whole area. Aval, but when the Goyim took him out and they put him in this deer or the Sahar, then lo. Then he's not allowed to walk in the entire area. He only has his immediate, you know, Dalat Amos around him allowed to walk. He's no longer within the Tchum. But the Gemara says, the Kuli Amal Mias, both Rav and both Shmuel agree at least, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel B'Svina, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel by the Svina, that the Am I unmuted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to mute some other people.
In the Sfina, does everyone agree that he has the... Why in the Sfina does everybody agree that he has the ability to walk through the entire ship? So Amar Rabba, Hoel b'Shavas b'Avir Mechitzes b'Ojon. The difference is, it goes by the boat. By the boat, at least he was within the walls. He was on the boat before Shabbos started. The case of the ship is that he was there, and he was supposed to stay there the whole Shabbos, and I guess he got loose from it, and it went outside the Tchum. At least he was within the walls and the confines of the boat before Shabbos started. As opposed to the deer and the Sahar, he wasn't there before Shabbos started. He was placed there against his will, but he was placed there after Shabbos started. Therefore, it's not going to be considered that he was Koveya. It could be that he's not Koveya Shvisa in that area, and therefore he wouldn't be able to walk more than Dalat Amos. Rabbi Zeira gives a different reason. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Hoel v'Svina no talto mitkilis arba u'manachto b'sof arba. Literally, this means that the Svina takes him from the beginning of four and puts him at the end of four. So what does that mean? Rashi has three Perushim. If you look at Rashi, we're going to go to with the last one. So it's Rashi, one, two, three, like four lines from the bottom of Rashi. He says, Zeu lashon dodi Reb Shimon mipi Rav. He says, lishon achar klomar kisho oker is raglo. Every time, I guess on the boat, every time he walks, the boat is moving. So every time he takes a step, the boat is moving against his will and putting him in another Dalat Amos. So it's as if he was placed in a new area against his will each time. Right? Look at Rashi says, Kolomer kishaokeres raglo, when he uproots his foot, kodem shenichena, before he puts it down, his foot down, hasfina motzi aso midal amos, the sfina removed him from the original dal amos as he was, benichlosatos arba amos acheres al korcho. And just al korcho, it forced him to go into a different dal amos. It's a case of like a guy, if they go being forced to go into a different dal amos. So every time you walk and the boat is moving, again, let's assume the boat is moving, but every time you walk and the boat is moving, so therefore you're going to be considered in a new dal amos, and now you have the dal amos from there. And then you try to, and then you take another step, you have the next dal amos. Take another step, you have the next dal amos because the boat is constantly moving. The Gemara asks, my bainayu, what's the distinction between the explanation of Rabbah, who said that the reason why you can move all around the boat when it moves, when it comes off, when it left on Shabbos, is because you were there before Shabbos started, as opposed to Rabbi Zeir, who says that you have this idea that every time you put your foot down, you're in another Dal Amos. So, Ikabunayu, Shenifchasu Dofne Asvina. You could say one case would be that the walls of the boat, I guess, fell. I'm not sure how the boat then doesn't sink, but the walls of the boat then fell, right? Inami, so that the walls of the boat then fell, so then you have no mechitzos. Right, Rabbi said the whole reason why you let them walk around is because you have mechitzos. If you have no mechitzos, then they're gone. According to Rabbi Zeir, nothing to do with the mechitzos. It has to do that every time you walk, you're being placed into another area, so therefore it doesn't make a difference. And or the other inami, bekofet misvina lasvina. If you jump from one boat to another boat, let's say I go from boat A to boat B. So according to Rabbi, I won't be able to walk around in boat B because I wasn't there before Shabbos started. But according to Rabbi Zeir, I would still be able to walk around because there's nothing to do with where I started before Shabbos. It only has to do with every time I walk, am I in my original Dal Amos? He says, no, as the boat moves, I'm moving to another Dal Amos. So Rabbi Zeir, my time alone, my Karaba. So why does Rabbi Zeir, right, not hold like Rabbah? Why doesn't he say that the reason you can walk around is because you sat in the boat before Shabbos started? So he says, Amr Lach, he says, Mechitzos Lavriach Mayim Asios. He says the walls on the boat, the walls on the ship are not made to keep you inside. It's not like the walls of a house to keep you inside. The walls of the ship are made to keep the water on the outside. So they don't have this din of mechitzos. They're not considered mechitzos. Rashi says, lo chashiv mechitzos, lasos svina kulikar amos. It's not considered to be walls. Those aren't halachic walls. They don't define as walls. Those are defined, I guess, as something just to keep the water out. And therefore, he's not going to define it as walls. And therefore, if it's not defined as walls, then you were not sitting, according to that shita, you were not sitting within walls before Shabbat started. But then the Gemara asks, Rabbi, my time alone with Rabbi Zeir, why does Rabbi not hold like Rabbi Zeir? Why doesn't he agree to the Rishita of Rabbi Zeir that says that since the ship is moving, so every time the ship moves, you are now placed in another Dal Amos, and then you have the Dal Amos from there each time you take a step. So he says, basically he does agree to Rabbi Zeir, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, b'mehaleches kuli amalo pligi. If the ship is moving, he's going to agree. If the ship is moving, everyone agrees. Every time I take that step, then I'm in the next Dal Amos, and I have another Dal Amos. I take the next step, I'm in the next Dal Amos, I have another Dal Amos. He says, Baki pligi kisha amda. The machlokes is only going to be when the ship is stationary. If the ship is stationary, are you then permitted to walk around the whole thing? So according to the person who says that, since Shabbos, you were in the walls, you sat in the walls, then according to that, he would say that, according to Rabbah would say, right, Rabbah would say that since you were in a ship before Shabbos, you're allowed to walk around the whole ship. You're allowed to walk around. You're allowed to walk around on Shabbos. It's no problem. But the machlokas in the Mishnah was that Rabbi Kiva said and Rabbi Shua said, no, they only allowed you to walk in the four amos. But according to the shita of Rabbi Zeira, who said that the whole reason was that as the ship moves, you get the next dal amos. So if the ship isn't moving, you don't get the next dal amos, and you would be stuck. You'd only have your initial dal amos around you. You wouldn't be able to walk around the whole boat. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Masnisi nami deka de maleches lo pligi. You can make a deep from Mishnah to find out that there's no machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah when the boat is moving. Again, the Mishnah had a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua as to whether or not you can walk around in this boat. Rabbi Gamliel said yes, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva said they were machmir on themselves, and they said no. So now we're trying to prove that machlokas is only if the boat is stationary. But if the boat is moving, no one argues. Why? Mi mai, mi diktani. Because you look at the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Maisisha ba'u. Mi pilan darsim, right? They were coming in from this place, pilan darsim, okay? The hifliga svinasim bayam, and all of a sudden they found that the boat is in the water. So they're moving. The ship is moving. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holchu eskula. they walked around the entire ship, no problem, right? But because they were in the walls of the ship before Shabbos. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, lo zazu mi arba amos, sheratzu lahachmir al atzman. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua didn't walk more than dalat amos because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. So the Gemara focuses on the words that they want to be machmir on this stuff. Gemara says, the language of the Mishnah works out that they don't argue when the boat is moving, that everyone really agrees that if the boat is moving, you are permitted to walk around the entire ship. That's why it says ratzu, that they wanted to be, they were to be machmir. They agreed that they were allowed to, but they were machmir on themselves because they were concerned, Dilma Amda. They were concerned that maybe at a certain point in time, the ship would stop moving. And at that moment, the ship stopped moving, they wouldn't have the ability to walk anywhere else. But if you say that they argue and they say that even when the ship is moving, it's forbidden to walk more than the dalat amos, hi ratzu lahachmir, what does it mean they wanted to be machmir themselves? Yisurhu, it would have been an isser for them. So that's why the Gemara says, you see that there are only machloksim, Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, is if the ship is stationary. If the ship is moving, they would agree that you're allowed to walk. And Amar Rav Ashi says, Masnisa nami deka. Our Mishnah is also, you can make another diuk to Ketani, because the Mishnah said, Svina, gave three cases. It gave a Svina and the deer in the Sahar. The deer are like these jails and these places where you were placed. Those things don't move. So the Mishnah says, Ma deer asar de kivi, just like the deer in the Sahar are places that are kavu in their makom, they don't move. Avsina nami de kivi, so too the ship that we're talking about in the Mishnah, where there's a machlokas, the machlokas is only going to be where the ship is not moving. But if the ship is moving, even Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva would agree that you are permitted to walk, you know, around the whole ship, again, because you were in the mechitzos before Shabbos started. You can walk around the whole ship for either reason, because as the ship moves, you get new dalat amos. But the ship is stationary, that's where the machlokas is. Amale Rav Acha braid the Rav Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha says to Rav Ashi, Hilchasa k'Rav Gamliel b'Svina, the halacha follows Rav Gamliel in the ship case, meaning that you are allowed to walk throughout the entire ship. So Hilchasa Mechlal Dupligi. When he says the word Hilchasa, that means that somebody argued. So who argued on him, right? There's no machlok. It doesn't seem to be a machlokas in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel says you can walk the whole ship, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva were machmir on themselves. Didn't say that they argued, didn't say that he was wrong, they're just being machmir on themselves. So Gemara says, there's a machlokas, Batanya, because of the Braisa, Chananya, Omer, Kol Oso Hayom, that entire day, I guess that they were on the boat, Yashu v'danu v'dar halacha, the whole time they were on the boat, they were going back and forth what the halacha would be. Emesh in the evening, Ichriya, with Machriya, I guess, Achi Abba, his uncle was Machriya, that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel b'Svina, the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel on the boat, and the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva in the deer in the Sahar. That must be that there was the machlokas even by the boat, and we're passing like Rabbi Gamliel by the boat. So when it comes to the boat, if you're on the boat and the boat goes off on Shabbos, I don't know what you're doing on the boat before Shabbos, but you happen to be on the boat on Shabbos, and the boat goes off, then you're allowed to walk the entire ship, because even if it's 2,000, more than bigger than 2,000, now you can walk even more than your dalat amos, and because you can consider being kovei makom in that area. But when it comes to the deer and the sahar, if you were placed there before, you know, on Shabbos, you cannot walk more than your dalat amos. Okay. Next question. Bayi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina asked Chananya, sorry. Yesh tchum l'malam yasara, ain't tchum l'malam yasara. Does the idea of tchum exist above 10 tvachim or not? Let's see what that means. Okay? Then it's going to bring us on to an interesting, fascinating case. So what's the possibility? Amud gavoa asara berachav arba. Let's say you have this mound or something that's 10 tvachim high and it's wide by 4 tvachim. It is in your tchum. Part of it is outside of the tchum. Can I walk? Let's say one tefach is in my tchum, right, and three tvachim is outside the tchum, but it's 10 tvachim high. Can I walk the three tvachim outside the tchum? So Gemara says, lo tibaylach, that's another shayla. The ara smichasahi, that's, when you're talking about something that's so wide, it's four tvachim wide, that's just going to be considered just like a little bit of an undulation. That's just something that's higher up, and that's considered like it's something part of the ground. And therefore, right, the ara smichasahi, it's just like wide ground. So the person is walking on it as if he's walking on like a little like bump in the ground, because it's easy to walk. And therefore, that's clearly going to be something that's subject to the tchum, and you wouldn't be able to go to the three tvachim that's beyond the tchum. Kiti boilach, where's our suffix? But amr gavoa asara. So this idea, this thing is 10 tvachim high. Once it's something 10 tvachim high, again, it has like its own rishus. The ainu rachav arba, but it's not 4 tvachim wide, meaning it's not easy to walk on. right? So that case, the question is, can you go, let's say again, the last three tefachim of this thing are it is beyond the tchum. Can I go up onto this little mound and go outside the tchum? Because I'm higher, I'm 10 tefachim high, right? Well, that's one possibility. Inami de ka'azil bekvitza. This is wild. We're talking about a guy who can sort of like levitate. Rashi says bekvitza b'shem. He can use the shem Hashem, and I guess some sort of sorcery and witchcraft, and he can, you know, levitate and therefore he's up in the air. So he's up with a jetpack or something. I don't know. He's up in the air, and the jetpack's probably muksa. And so he's up in the air, and he's now traveling beyond the 2,000 amos. Does that count? Or take a talishta achrina, besvina mai, or if someone's standing on the high above the svina, which is the boat is obviously higher than 10 tefachim from the ground. So again, does the tchum apply? Can you go beyond the amos? Is there go beyond the tchum? Can you go beyond 2,000 amos? Because does the idea of tchum apply when you're above 10 tefachim from the ground? So Amar Rav Hoshea. Rav Hoshea says, I'll bring you a raya. Right? What's the raya? Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Maisa shebo mi pilan darsarim. Right? They came back from pilan darsarim. They got to the ship, to the port, and they made shvisa there. And then they broke away. Right? Vihifliga svina sabayam. And their ship went out to the ocean. And now they went outside of the tchum. And there, Rabbi Amliel and Rabbi Lazar were walking in the whole ship. Rabbi Shuv and Rabbi Kiva didn't move because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. The idea being is they only didn't move because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. But otherwise, they had no problem walking around. So, iyamart bishma yesh tchumim mishum hachiratsu. If you say that there is the concept of tchumim above 10 tfachim, that's why Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva were being machmir on themselves, because they thought, why? Because they were choshes and maybe the ship would stay still. They wouldn't recognize it. And I guess they were kona shvisa where the ship would stand still. Again, as the ship is moving, wasn't a problem. Aliyah mart ain't tchumim, but if you say there's no tchumim, there's no isser of tchumim l'malam yasara, amai ratsu. Why do they want it to be, why would they be machmir themselves? There's nothing to be worried about. There's no concept of tchum above 10 tvachim, and they're clearly 10 tvachim above the ground. So the Gemara says, maybe the case was they weren't 10 tvachim over the ground. Kidamarava b'mahalech b'rakak. Maybe the boat was like dragging along the shallow water, and it was dragging along the bottom of the river. Maybe here also it's, and they were afraid that it would stop and they wouldn't be about more than 10 tefachim above the ground. I still don't understand the Messias. If you're on a ship, you're going to be more than 10 tefachim above the ground of the water, even of the base of the river, even if it stops. I'm not sure. I don't understand that. Okay. So Tashma, we'll learn another proof, right? Pam achas lo nichnasu lo namal atche chashecha. So the case was, the Mishnah talked about a case that they didn't get to port before dark fell, and they asked Rabbi Gamliel if they can get off the ship on Shabbos, and he told them we can get off because he looked at his telescope and he saw that they were within the tchum of the city before Shabbos started, so therefore they were already part of the city and they can get off the boat, right? So they were able kona shvisa beforehand. So Gemara says, iyamart bishnuma yesh tchumim. If there, you say that there is an idea of tchum above from 10 tfachim, then shapir, then the Mishnah makes sense. That's why they wanted to consider whether or not they made it within the tchum. They were concerned, were in the tchum or not. But eliyamart ein tchumim, if you say there is no concept of tchum when you're 10 tfachim high, so they're kilo hayu b'tocha tchum mayhave. So why do they care if they were not within the tchum of the city before Shabbos? They weren't anywhere, they weren't subject to tchum because they were too high. So why would they be concerned? The fact that they were concerned must mean that even if we bought 10 tefachim, there is this concept of tchum Shabbos, and that's why they had to worry about it. The Gemara says, no, that might not be the case. Amar Rava, b'mehalechas b'rochak. Again, it's this case that I don't understand, that they're dragging along the base of the river, and maybe they would have been within 10 tefachim of the ground, and therefore the only way they can be kona shvisa with the city is if they got to within 2,000 amos of the city before Shabbos started. Okay. Tashma, trying to get another proof. Hani shev shmeisa. This is referring to a Gemara in Chulin. That Gemara in Chulin discussed that there were seven halachas by Dine Trefos. So you had these sev shmeisa. What happened? where were these says, the Itmaron B'Tzafer B'Shabbata, these seven halachos in the Gemara Chulin were told over in the morning, Kamed Rav Chisda B'Surah. So Shabbos morning in Surah, somebody told these halachos to Rav Chisda. U'bahadei Panya B'Shabbos, and by Mincha time in Shabbos, Kamed Rav B'Pumbedisa. They were told to Rav in Pumbedisa, meaning somebody went from Surah to Pumbedisa on Shabbos, which is very difficult, especially for Tchum. It's about 100 kilometers, about 60 miles between the two cities. So how did you get from point A to point B? Saying the same halachas were told in the morning in place A, were then told in place B. So Mayin Amrinu, who said it? Who told them these halachas? Right? How can you get there? There's more than 2,000 amos from there. So the Gemara says, Lav Eliyahu Amrinon, we must say that it was Eliyahu HaNavi who told them, meaning he somehow jumped from one place to the other, and therefore told city A the halachas in the morning, and told city B the halachas in the afternoon. So Eliyahu was able to jump. Well, how did he? Somebody, what about the tchum? So Alma ain't tchum no malam yasara. He must have been flying above 10 tvachim to get from city A to city B, and that's why it wasn't a problem of tchum. So the Gemara says, and I guess A, number one, that's bizarre. Number two, we're learning halacha from Eliyahu Navi. I don't know. Is he a person to learn halacha from? I'm not sure. The Gemara says, no, we don't have to say for sure that this is Elio. Maybe it's even more bizarre is that Dilma Yosef Shida Amirnu. Maybe this was a case of the shade whose name was Yosef. I guess the shadim were there, and the shadim don't have any obligation to keep the mitzvahs of Shabbos, so there was no problem. Even if there's tchum above 10 tefachim, for the shadim makes no difference. I don't know why the shadim are giving over Divrei Torah from back and forth. Again, I just find this story to be it's fascinating, I guess. Bizarre is the wrong word. So therefore, again, we have no proof.
Yeah,
oh, we have no proof whether or not we try to prove that there's no tchum above ten tefachim by saying it was Eliyahu. Say no, it wasn't Eliyahu; it was the shade. Therefore, there still could theoretically be tchum above ten tefachim. So Gemara tries to bring another proof. Tashma, following Brisa, person says Harini Nazar Biyom. Sheben David Ba. A person says, the day Mashiach comes, I am going to be a Nazir. Okay, so that means Mashiach can come any day. So he should be a Nazir right, all the time. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, no, Mutar Lishtos Yayin Mishabasos of Yom Tovim. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif, because we're going to assume that Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos or Yontif. So the Gemara then says, but he won't be able to drink wine on a weekday because maybe Mashiach will come on the weekday. Again, the Gemara is going to explain eventually that that's only works for the first Shabbos or Yontif. But once it becomes chol, then the Nazirus is going to be chal on him, and then going forward, he's going to be a Nazir. The Gemara says, Iyamart Bishlama. Now, if we say Yesh Tchumim, if we're going to say that there is a concept of Tchum, right, above 10 Tvachim, Hainu, the Shabbos is Yom Tov and Mutter. That's why you can drink the wine on Shabbos and Yontif, because Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos outside of the Tchum. The assumption being that Mashiach is going to come, I don't know, maybe on a white horse or something like that, going on a horse, he's going to come flying in. So the reason why we're saying, the Gemara is assuming that Mashiach is not, you can drink wine on that Shabbos and Yontif, we know Mashiach is not going to come, because Mashiach has to come from outside the Tchum, and he's not going to come on Shabbos and Yontif from outside the Tchum, even though he's coming, even though he's flying in from above 10 Tvachim. Right? So, Imar Bishmat Tchumim, Yesh tchumim hainu b'shabbos yom tov and mutter. Eliyahu amart ain't tchumim. But if you say there's no concept, just no concept of tchum Shabbos above ten tefachim, shabbosos v'yom tovim amai mutter. So on Shabbos and Yontif, why would it be mutter? Why would he be allowed to eat that first Shabbos, drink wine? Maybe Mashiach will come that first Shabbos. The only reason we're saying Mashiach can't come must be to assume that there's tchum above, there's tchum above the ten tefachim. But if you say that there is no tchum above ten tefachim, so maybe Mashiach can come on Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, Shani Hasam, it's different there. And that reason why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos has nothing to do with Tchumim. The reason is the Amakra, the Pasuk says in Malachi, right? Hinei, it's like the last Pasuk in, the last Nevuah in all of Nevi'im. This Hinei Anochi Shalevich Hachem, it's like Yohan Navi, the Pasuk continues, Lifnei Vo Yom Hashem Hagadol Va'anor, right? The idea is that Eliyahu Anavi is going to come the day before, right, the day before Mashiach is going to come. Hello, Asel Yomi Esmo. And we're going to say Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Friday. So if Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Friday, So that means in that Shabbos, we know on Shabbos that Eliyahu didn't come on Friday, so therefore he's not going to be, that we know that Mashiach is not going to come on that Shabbos. Therefore, it's clear to us that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos. That's why if he makes the neder, he can still drink the wine on Shabbos, because we know his nazir is not going to be chal today, because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So Gemara says, if that's the case, ihachi b'chol kol yom yomin amil street, and he should be able to drink wine every day of the week also, because you know Eliyahu didn't come on Monday, so therefore Mashiach is not coming on Tuesday, so he can drink wine on Tuesday. Eliyahu didn't come on Tuesday, he should be able to drink dry wine on Wednesday, because he's only going to, because we know Mashiach is not coming. So the Gemara says, Ella Amrinon, this is weird. He says, Ella, we must say that Lebeis Din Gadol Asa. We can say that maybe the reason why he can't drink wine on Wednesday, even though we didn't see Eliyahu come on Tuesday, is because maybe Eliyahu came to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, and to the Beis Din Agadol. I don't know who the Beis Din Agadol is. Maybe he came to the Beis Din Agadol on Tuesday. Therefore, Eliyahu did come. We just didn't know that he was here. So Gemara says, wait a second. So Hachinami maybe the Beis Din Agadol also. So maybe that's what. Then if that's the case, then he should be able to eat to drink wine on Shabbos either, because maybe on Friday he went to the Beis Din Agadol, right? So what's the difference? So Gemara says, no. Different reason. Kvar mutach lehen liYisrael. The reason why he'll be allowed to drink on wine on Shabbos, because we know if kvar mutach lehen liYisrael she'ein Eliyahu ba lo ba'arvei Shabbosos beyom arvei yomim tovim. Eliyahu Navi does not come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Why? Mipnei atoreach. Because we're too busy. It's too busy. We have too much to do on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov to have to deal with Eliyahu Navi to come. Therefore, Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And if Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, so we know that Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos, because Eliyahu Navi has to come the day before Mashiach comes. So Gemara says, wait a second. Kasalka daitach de Eliyahu lo asa, Mashiach nami lo asi, b'male Shabbos listeri. Well, if Eliyahu is not going to come on Erev Shabbos, because it's too busy for us, then the Mashiach is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. It's also too busy for us. So therefore, that means Eliyahu is not going to come on Thursday. So the person should be able to drink on Friday. So Gemara says, no, difference. Eliyahu lo asi, only Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos, but Mashiach will come on Erev Shabbos. Aren't we going to be too busy on Erev Shabbos? He says, no, because came the asi Mashiacha, hakol avodin hil Yisrael. Once Mashiach comes, all the goyim are going to service us, so we won't have the problem of not being too busy on Shabbos. We'll all get the deliveries, and we'll be fine, and we don't have to worry about preparing on Shabbos. So Eliyahu Navi can come on Thursday, and Mashiach can come on Friday. But Eliyahu, right, Hanavi cannot come on Friday because it would be too busy to deal with him. Therefore, Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. So Gemara then says, okay, b'chad b'shabba lishteri. So let him drink wine on Sunday, because if Eliyahu Hanavi can't come on Friday, right, that means Mashiach can't come on Shabbos, right? And therefore what? The Gemara says he should be permitted on Shabbos because Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos. So therefore, if Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Shabbos, he should be able to drink wine on Sunday, because Mashiach is not coming on Sunday because Eliyahu didn't come on Shabbos. So why can't Eliyahu come on Shabbos? The fact that he may not drink on Shabbos on Sunday means that Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos. If Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos, that proves lishut minei. The ain't chumim. The Eliyahu is going to come flying in on Shabbos through higher up and prove that there's no chum. The fact that he cannot drink on Shabbos on Sunday means that Mashiach can come on Sunday, which means Eliyahu can come on Shabbos, which means Eliyahu can come on Shabbos even though he's coming from outside the chum. Must mean there's no chum above 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, "Lishum nei the ain't chumim, the yesh chumim." Because if there was chumim, the chab shabbos listeri lost the Shabbos. Because if there was chum above 10 tefachim, then Eliyahu couldn't come on Shabbos, then if Mashiach can come on Sunday, he should be able to drink on Sunday. So Gemara says, "No, hai tana sukim misafkalei." This tana, this brisa, was masupuk. He didn't know if yesh chumim or ain't chumim above 10 tefachim, and therefore he went lechumra to tell you that you can't drink on Sunday because he wasn't sure. The Gemara then says, "Okay, wait a second. We sent this in the beginning. The Kai Amos Kanader. What day of the week is this guy making this neder? Remember, the guy made the neder that I'm going to be a nazir the day Mashiach comes. Well, what day of the week is making the neder? Elaim the Kai Mechol. Let's say he's making the neder on Tuesday. Well, Mashiach can come on Tuesday. So the Naziris is Chal. So came the Chali Naziris. Once the Naziris is Chal on him, So he's a Nazir on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday. And then the Brisa says he can drink wine on Shabbos. What, Shabbos all of a sudden comes and takes away the Nazirus? That can't be. So Elo, the case must be, the Kai b'Shabbosa v'kanadar v'yontiv v'kanadar. He's talking about whether he took the neder on Shabbos or Yontif. Can he drink that wine that first day? Is the neder chal that first day on Shabbos? Bahu yomo hu d'shari lei. If that first day he's not allowed, he's permitted to drink wine because Mashiach is not going to come that day on Shabbos because the Eliyahu didn't come on Friday. So Mashiach is not going to come that day on Shabbos, so he can drink. Starting Sunday, he can no longer drink wine. And then in the Zeru says chal, and going forward from Sunday Beiter, he's not allowed to drink wine because any day, possibility, Mashiach will come. Mashiach can't come the next Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Once the Naziris was chal, he can't. The Shabbos isn't going to take away the Naziris. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the case was that one time they were on the ship and they didn't get to port. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, on Friday, can we get off the boat? And he says, yeah, you can get off because I was looking through the Shoferes. I was looking through my reed tube and I saw that we got to within the 2,000 amos of the city before nightfall. So we were already within the Tchum. Gemara says, Tana, Lord of the Braisa, Shifoferes Haisel Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had this sort of, I call it, it's like a telescope, I guess. Shayamit ma'bit v'tsofe ba'apayim amah. It was set in such a way, I guess maybe the diameter or somehow of this hole allowed him to see 2,000 amos. So if he was able to see something in this tube, he knew he was within 2,000 amos. Shoferes Haisel is Rabbi Gamliel, Shayamabit Mitzofe Ba, Apayim Amma by Basha, Ukeneg Apayim by Yam. He could see 2,000 amos exactly with that tube. So therefore, if he was looking out of this telescope on Erev Shabbos and he saw the city, he knew he was within 2,000 amos. Now the Gemara says, Harotze Leide Kama Omko Shogay, Guy, if you want to know the depth, I guess, of some sort of a pit or something, maybe Shoferes, you bring this type of Shoferes that can see 2,000 amos, Umabit Ba, and you look into it. Kama Onkel Shel Guy, and then you can know the depths. How does that work? I think what it is you keep moving back until you can no longer see, and then you know you hit 2,000 amos away, and then you can make the calculation from at what you know. You can make the calculation based on from where you could see it to where you can't see it. You make the calculation of how deep this pit is. Okay. Similarly, Harot Leidu Kama Gova Shel Deka. You want to know how high a tree is? Mode Komo So. So you should measure your own height. Vitsi Lo and the shade of the tree, bitzel komo so, and you should measure your shade. Harotzile de kama gova shel dekel mode komo so. You measure your height, silo, and the shadow of the tree, bitzel komo so, and how far the shadow of your height goes. Right, v'yoda kama gova shel dekel. Basically, do a ratio, do a comparison. You see how big. You see how you figure out your shadow, the tree shadow. You figure out what that ratio is, then you can figure out the ratio of yourself to the tree. Obviously, you're taking the measurement at the same time of the day when the shadows are going to be the exact length. You know, the sun's in the same spot. Okay. Next, harotze shelo tishre chayera b'tzel kever. So you're trying to is you have your a grave that has the monument on it and has the box on top. And these animals would sit next to it to get shade from the sun. You want to make sure that the animal doesn't go there. So what do? No, it's kind of arba shows. So at 4 hours of the day, the idea is at 4 hours of the day, Rashi points out, that's when the sun's going to be the hottest. And if the animal can't get shade during that time of the day, he won't come back to this place. So you put in like this pole at 4 amos, v'yira lehechan silo, and you see how far the shadow goes from the stick. And then note mashpiv all the mashpiv yorei. So what you do then is that you make the slab of concrete that you're using for the grave, you make it on an angle. So therefore it prevents the sun from casting the shadow, and then therefore there's no more shadow, and the animal is not going to to take shade over there. Okay. Let's just go a little further. Problem is I don't know how we're gonna be daf on Friday. Friday's daf, so we'll try to go a little further. All right. Nechemya Bered Rav Chan Yilai. Mashkish Shmaita. So Nehemiah, the son of Rabbi Chinlai, he was busy learning on Shabbos and he wasn't paying attention. And he was so engrossed in his learning, all of a sudden he notices where he is, and he's outside the Tchum. He's too far. He's 2,002 amos away from the city. So Amalei Rav Chisda Rav Nachman. So Rav Chisda says to Rav Nachman, it seems to be that other people had made an Eir Tchum, and they were able to go beyond here. So they saw him, that he's stuck, and they can go back and forth, but he's stuck there. So Amalei Rav Chisda Rav Nachman, Nechemi Talmid Dach, Shari Betzar. Rav Chisda says, Rav Nachman, Nechemi, your Talmud is, you know, he's pained because he can't go anywhere. He's now outside the Tchum. He's stuck. He only has his four amos to walk around. So Amalei Rav, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Chisda, I have a trick to do. Aselo Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam V'Yikanes. What you do is you're going to encircle him. Let's bring all these people, I guess, who are allowed to go that far, and encircle him from where he is all the way back to the city. And now it's as if he was put in this deer. It's the same thing as being put, like the guy, and put him in this deer. And now he can, we can walk back, and he can walk back, right? Aselo Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam V'Yikanes. Rashi says, it's like 6-7 lines down from the bottom. He says, "Shahayu lo anashim harbim sheyocholim latzeis mitchutz min tchum." A lot of people were allowed to go that far. Kigon she'ir v'ligus, they made an ear of tchumim. So lasas lo mechitza mikan u'mikan, right? Mimakum shusham ad tchum, and allow him to walk all the way back into the tchum. We'll do this trick. So Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak acharei derava, but Yosef karmi derav Nachman. Now I try to figure out, well, what was the story here? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak derava, my kei barli the Rav Chisda. What was Rav Chisda's issue? Why did Rav Chisda have to go to Rav Nachman? Right, Elema, if we're going to say b'demalo gavrei askinan, if we're going to say that he had enough people, right, that he had enough people to make this wall and circle him to let him to go back, the kamibayilei hilchas Rav Gamliel, and his shaila was whether or not the halacha follows Rav Gamliel. Right, the halacha. Remember, the question was with Rav Gamliel said that a person who left the tchum b'shogeg can go right. He's allowed to, if they put up, someone puts up mechitzos, like if the guy puts up mechitzos around him, he can walk back. So to hear, if that's what his shaila was, with halacha follows Rav Gamliel, o ein halacha Rav Gamliel, well, we know the halacha does follow Rav Gamliel. So Gemara says, o dilma, or maybe the shaila was, b'delo malu gabri askinan. There weren't enough people to make this wall from where he was all the way to the city. They would come up two amos short, is what Rashi says. They were coming two amos short. They come by lay, and the suffix was halach Rabbi Lezer, or ain't halach Rabbi Lezer. So halach follow Rabbi Lezer, or not follow Rabbi Lezer, meaning Rabbi Lezer says that as long as you get within two amos of the city, you can then just take the next jump and walk into the two amos. So maybe that was the shaila. Is the shaila going to be like is the halach like Rabbi Leo? The shaila, do we follow Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara says, pshita b'delo malo gavri askinon. It must be that the shaila was that they didn't have enough people to get all the way back to the city. The isak l'daita the mol gabri askinan, because if they did have enough people to get back to the city, mighty boyle, what's the shaila? Ha'amar Rav, halachik Rav Gamliel, b'dir b'sar b'svina. Rav already said that the halacha follows Rav Gamliel, and therefore they can make this wall around him, and he can walk all the way through. Elavadai must be b'delo mol gabri askinan. They didn't have enough people. The Rabbi Lezer come by lay, and the shaila was whether we pass like Rabbi Lezer, who would allow you to walk those last two amos that to go in, even though there's no mechitza there. The Kanami and the Gemara says you can make a diuk. The Ka'amralei, because the Gemara says yikanes. Right? What was the words that Rav Nachman said? Rav Nachman said make the wall v'yikanes and let him come in. My v'yikanes. What does it mean yikanes? If you make the wall all the way to the city, you don't have to tell him to yikanes. He's already there. He's already in. Yikanes means that he can go in even though there's no mechitza because they were missing those last two amos. Okay, we'll stop here, and then we're going to pick up tomorrow by the words esve, about 10 lines down. All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Sorry for the technical difficulties before.
Right, Michael.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Good night. Thank you very much. Which one are we going to be on tomorrow? You think this one or the other one?
Probably be this one, I guess, because the rabbi is giving Amud Yomi every night, so I guess he's got dibs on this one at night.
Yeah. On okay. This one.
All right.